Hi, welcome to the Motivations Podcast with me, Coach Mona. Super excited to have my special guest on today, Miss Nina Motivates.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, so Nina, I am going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, who you serve, all that good stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much. First, thank you, Coach Pastor Mona. She wear many, many titles, author, publisher, all that wonderful stuff. I don't know if she give herself accolades enough. So I wanted to start off there and just give her
Thank
all her
you.
accolades first, okay? And so I thank you again for having me. I am Nina, aka Nina Motivate. Well, Nina Addison, aka Nina Motivates, the You Can Advocate. God just dropped that in my spirit today, y'all. I usually go by the You Can Coach, and he said, no, you're a You Can Advocate.
I
And
like
it's
it.
something totally different because it's not just about coaching. What I do is I motivate, I inspire, and I prove to you that you can, not just because I could, but I show you how you can get from where you are to where you want to be. I push you from point A to point Z. I use my difference to make a difference. A little bit about me. I was born with a condition called club hands. Club hands is a condition where my arms and hands were not developed properly. Full movement in my right hand, limited movement in my left hand. My thumbs did not have bones in them. Y'all can count. Y'all see four. Y'all like, wait, she missing one. No, God did that on purpose. But the doctors had to cut off my thumbs and move all my fingers over one place so that I could grip. My thumbs, what looked like a thumb, is actually the finger that you use as a pointed finger. I use as a thumb. However, I became the You Can Advocate because I prove that you can do anything because I do anything. I drive a regular car. I've written several books. I'm in one of Miss Mona's books. I homeschool teach. I use a computer. I use a phone. A lot of people be like, wow, I didn't know you could type so fast. Well, these little pinky fingers be going to work. And so I don't limit myself from doing anything needed, wanted, or desired. Hey, I just cooked dinner for my family. I'm a baker. I bake. And so
Yes.
all of these things is what I use to prove to people that if I can, you can, and so much more, because so many people in this world disable themselves even if they don't have a disability, because they call this a disability. I don't. I call it a difference because
Yes.
I don't disable myself from doing anything needed, wanted, or desired. I'm a wife, a mom, bonus, full-time bonus mom. I am a homeschool teacher, and we run a whole homeschool co-op. I'm really excited about that. We are growing and moving it. I do not publish too many books anymore right now. I don't mind publishing my own or being in people's books, but I'm very careful with my words, and I am a life coach that certifies life coaches, but I don't do that actively right now. But all of that, when we talk about me later, I'm gonna put digital courses on my website, but right now I'm just being a You Can Advocate out there, speaking life and proving to you that you absolutely can.
Love it, love it. Yes, and you definitely are a person that inspires others. And I love to hear you when you speak. Like, you are so full of power. God just has anointed you. Like, you're so humble and you're just real. You're just
Thank
real.
you.
You love people. You love the youth. Don't leave out your youth pastor.
Yes, how dare I? I am a youth pastor, an ordained youth pastor at VO Christian Center, and I love my babies. They all teenagers. Y'all, I'm blessed with all teenage black boys. I'm just saying. Like, I
I'm
don't know what
a boy
God is doing,
mom.
but
I'm a
okay.
boy mom. Yeah, I got a special spot in my heart for boys because I'm a boy mom. So,
Yes.
young my ladies too, but it's something about the boys. That is awesome. And so when you're saying you can advocate, what is your who is your specific target? Who is your focus on with the You Can movement?
So I as a coach, I know just to narrow it down to just
Yeah,
one,
no,
but
me.
I am my main, so in this season of life, I
Yes.
am advocating for people with special needs for the most part.
Yes.
But I realize there's a lot of people who don't have physical special needs that still limit themselves. And so I prefer to work with youth. I prefer to inspire youth. My number one target audience is youth. Because if we can catch them when they are young, if we can catch them before they get this thing where they think that they cannot do something, then they will be able to do all things that God has put in them without having those limitations. So I'm gonna say my target audience is youth between the ages of 9 to, don't laugh at me, but I think they still young when they're about 24. So between 9 to 24, because they still trying to find themselves, you know.
Yes.
And that's the thing, at those ages, they're trying to find themselves. So that's pretty much my target audience, and anyone with special needs, because that's a whole different community, because you could be 34, but still mentally be like 12. So I can still inspire those age groups.
So my next question that I'm just sparked in within me, with working with the age range, I know, you know, we both have worked with youth in ministry and outside of ministry over the years. What would you say, if you can give us the top 2 to 3 limitations that you find within our youth?
Oh, the first limitation I would say is they just believe, how can I say it? I'm going to say it this way. They compare themselves to somebody else.
Oh.
And therefore, if they're comparing themselves to what they're seeing on social media and everybody else, mm-hmm. they are putting the feeling like, if I don't look like this person, or if I don't sound like this person, then I can't do or be like this person, or I'm not as good as this person. So I would say the imposter syndrome. There we go. The imposter syndrome. They don't realize that they're unique in their own skin. They're unique in just who they are, who God has created them to be. And that's enough. And so I would say that is one. And the second one is self-doubt. Mm-hmm. They look at themselves in the mirror and they feel they're inadequate, or they go to school and they're not good in this particular subject, and they feel like they can't do nothing because they're not a math magician.
Right.
And they don't realize that we all have gifts and talents. In some areas, we're going to be stronger than in other areas. And they don't know that initially. And so that's where the You Can Advocate comes in and try to push them and prove to them that, no, stop looking at other people and stop doubting yourself. Those two things is what really attack our youth today.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And I totally agree. And, you know, not even our youth, I think even as adults.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of us didn't find out what our secret sauce was until we became adults, because as children, we did not have that person in our life to mentor us, to shape us, to mold us, to not all of us, but some of us, to spot out, you know what? You got a gift doing that.
Yeah.
Let's cultivate that. And so I can speak for myself. You know, I wasn't the kid that grew up in a two-parent home and had that type of upbringing, even though, you know, I had my family. I knew my mother, my father, you know, but they weren't ever married or anything. And just missing that factor where someone's, you know, hands-on in your infancy up until, you know, adulthood, that shapes and molds you and make sure that your gifts and talents are cultivated. And that's a blessing that we have when we have our young people in church at a young age, because in church, you get that community. You get to explore and use your gifts and talents in serving, singing, and speaking. And so, mm-hmm. you know, the community of church, I know a lot have shunned away from the church since COVID. And, you know, we had live stream ministry and all of that. But the community of church has helped me as an adult become who I am today. And I have seen it in our youth as well. And so, yeah, we just have to stay prayerful, and then this open up means of opportunities for those who need someone to boost their self-esteem. You know, they need someone to, you know, let them know you have it, you can do this, you know, build that confidence, because it's not always easy to be, you know, self-aware and confident without being arrogant. Because
yeah,
some know they're
like,
good,
oh,
and they can get cocky with it, but
it's something you said, I don't want to forget the point. It is a difference with growing up in the two-parent household with that encouragement, because somebody asked me the other day, like, well, what is the thing that you were growing up that pushed you? And my dad was, you know, that You could do it. You could do it. You could
Yeah.
do it. No, you go in a regular school. You could do it. My mom did too. They both had to fight to get me in public school. But I think my mom went through a phase of blaming herself for my difference. And
Yeah.
so people say a spoiled brat, but that's just extra love. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But she didn't treat me what I appreciate about my mom. She didn't treat me like no different from no other child. I got whoopings. Yes, I did.
Yes.
Switches. Yeah. Them old school whippings. I got a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I love that because, you know, whereas my daddy was you pushing me for you can, and he never whooped me, but my mama was, oh, you gonna wash these dishes, you gonna make up your bed. Oh, you want a whooping? You did something you weren't supposed to do. And she didn't treat me like I was different. And so having them both in the ways that I had them did, you know, make a difference. I don't know how it would have been if I didn't have one of them playing the roles that they played. So what you said was very, very important, and I just wanted to make sure I pointed that
So,
out.
and we can just attest to just between, comparing me and yourself, like, and you just ooze confidence. And like, if someone was talking to you now and they didn't see your hands, they would like, nothing wrong with Nina. Like, you are normal. So yeah, so you were blessed with, the perfect
And I
parent.
have to remind myself to tell people sometime because I've had issues where I've met people virtually and stuff, and then I see them in person and they be like, I
Awkward.
didn't know.
Yeah, it's like,
I
yeah, they find you. Yeah.
had to do exactly how I see it. Like, they don't know what to say. Like, she didn't even tell me.
Like, girl, you didn't even warn me.
Right.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
I know, right? I gotta do that more often.
Yeah, but that doesn't define who you are, and that's another thing we have to learn, that the outer appearance is not as important as the inner intent and actions of the heart. And that's the most important thing, is how we really relate and come off from the heart. And that you do so well, and so
Thank you.
genuinely. So, it's Women's History Month.
Yes.
And I know this may be hard to give us one, so you might have more than one. We will allow more than one. Give us one to two women that you would say that inspire you or have inspired you, that's significant in your life.
You know what? I when I saw the question, I was like, I said, no, I'm gonna choose this one person and I'm gonna make sure she watched this. I'm gonna say my mother.
Yes.
And I want to say my mother not because she is the matriarch of our family, but I say my mother because my mother was the oldest of her mother's children and the oldest daughter to her dad's children. My mother didn't finish school because when my grandmother started having more kids, she stayed home to help her mother, you know, with her siblings. Not only that, growing up, I was able to see my mother. She was a stay-at-home mom to take care of her children and so I'm the baby of nine from a blended family. And
Okay.
my mom didn't just raise only her kids, but she raised my dad's kids too. I
Wow.
remember my brother saying at one of my mother's birthday party that he would wake up to lunch money every day, and he thought it was my dad giving him the money. And then he said one day he found out it was my mom giving it to him, and he like, wow, you know, like he didn't expect that it would have been her. And so that just attested to that. And so it helps me to be a bonus mom because I don't have any biological children, but I have a bonus baby that I'm raising. And it helps me to see that you can love them just as much as if you did birth them. She cooked for us. I came home to a meal every day, and she didn't go to work until I was in high school. She stayed home and raised everybody until that last baby was in high school. And even then, she wanted to walk me to school every day. I said, Mama, I'm with my friends. Come on now. But even then, once she started working, she has to help people. And so when people say, Nina, you always helping somebody, I get that from my mama. My mama will, even though she's getting older and she's in her 70s, she, if she, I said one day I'm gonna have to buy her a nursing home so that she can be, have all the elderlies that she loves. She
Yeah.
goes and visits the elderlies at the nursing home. She
Yeah.
goes and help them clean their home, their house. She goes and cook meals for them, even when she retired. Now she became, did it for her profession, but even after she retired, she still does it to this day. And
Serving
even though
heart.
her health is not 100%, whenever she's feeling good, she's gonna get out that house. She's gonna go serve the elderly as much as she can, even though she's considered an elderly person, you know?
Yes.
And so that just warms my heart. I love children. My mama loved the elderly. And so we're trying to, you know, conquer the world. But
Yes.
she, I
Yes.
would say she is the one. Audrey Pendleton, shout out to you, is the one I want to give accolades to today because she definitely deserves her flowers. All of her siblings, when people want her, they call her. I believe I'm a born intercessor because my mama woke me up every morning as a child praying. She always had prayer partners. I've
Yes.
never known my mama not to have prayer partners.
Yes.
She, I could call her in the morning. If I call her too early, she ain't gonna answer because she's on the phone with a prayer partner. But when I was a kid, that's how she woke me up. And I'll be, you know, I'm a kid. Let me go sleep a little longer. And I hear, yes, Lord, get your butt up. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And praying. You know,
Yes.
so that instilled prayer in me. I will be on the phone with one of my friends, they'll say something, and I'm like, oh, let's pray. And I'll pray at the drop of a hat. And every time I do it, it makes me think of my mother.
Yeah.
So shout
Yeah. So
out to my
now you
mama.
can shout out, Mama. Awesome. Awesome. So tell us how we do. You have anything coming up? How we can get in touch with you? We will have all the information in the description, all the links and all of that. At this time, Nina, how can how
Ooh,
if people
okay,
want to
so God
contact you?
is revamping me. When
Yeah.
I say today is day three of my fast, and today is the day I feel like he's poured more. He's
Yeah.
poured so much more, even while I'm sitting here with you. And so
Yes.
I thank you for this time because I know your spirit, my spirit feeding on your spirit, and it's just like, ah.
Yeah.
But right before this, when I was going over the questions, is when he said, stop saying you can't coach, you are the you can advocate.
I
And I
love it.
said, okay. And
Yeah.
so I'm already going through a rebranding, but that's a part of it. So y'all want to keep up with me? You can find me at Nina Motivates everywhere. I'm
Yes.
always going to be Nina Motivates because I'm Nina Motivates. My business is Nina Motivates LLC. If you
Yes.
Google me, Google Nina Motivates. But I also have a website,
Googleable.
Nina, right? I'm Googleable. NinaAddison.com is my website. It will be a totally new website come April because, again, I have to step outside of what I'm used to doing to
Yeah.
do what he told me to do. And one of those things is step away from all of my coaching. And it's hard because I'm like, God, that's my moneymaker. That's how I make my bread. But he told me it's time to go back to my original baby, which is you can and speaking life and focusing right there. And so, y'all want to follow me on social media, Nina Motivates. I Nina Motivates. Facebook
Nina
is Nina
Motivates.
Motivates with the letter U, but I also have Nina Motivates page. But Nina Motivates with the letter U is really how you can find me on Facebook, YouTube, Nina Motivates, everywhere else, Nina Motivates.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And let the people know, what is your favorite podcast?
Listen, you already know Mona Visions, period. Can I put period at it?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
Thank
that
you.
means right here. Tune in every time. You know, if you have, if this is your first time, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, make sure
Help
you turn
me.
on your notifications and
Hello.
tune in each and every time she is live. Because you don't want to miss it. You think this one was good? All of them are good. So go back and watch all the replays too. You won't be disappointed. I can promise you that.
Thank you so much, sis. And we're going to bring you back on. We give you a come back later in the year and see how God has shifted you in this new season, because he's shifting a lot of us. And
Ooh, yes, he is.
we just want to be obedient. Just want to be obedient. All right, Miss Nina. I love you, sis.
Love you too.
We'll
Thank
talk to you
you. Thank you
soon.
all.
Toodles.